Lesson 16. The Wisdom of Rabbi Rabinowitz. The Jewish people long ago discovered that humor can be an antidote for hardship, and this fact is reflected in many of their folk tales. The following story from Russia tells of Moisha, a hard-working but poor tailor, and his wife Sarah. Did I say poor? Truth to tell, Moisha's business brought in barely enough money to pay the rent on their small house and put food on their table. Moisha's brother Jacob and sister-in-law Martha lived in the next village with their six children. Jacob worked as a roofer, but his earnings never amounted to more than a pittance, for, as he never tired of explaining, a roofer can't work in the rain, and when it isn't raining, who needs roof repairs? One day, Jacob came to his brother with a plea for help. He and his family had been evicted from their home and needed a place to stay. Of course, it would be just for a short time. Moisha sympathized with his brother but explained that his house was barely big enough for two. How would eight more people fit into it? But Jacob, though an indifferent roofer, was a glib talker. In no time, he had cajoled his brother into offering temporary shelter. Moisha and Sarah felt that their home had been invaded by a small army. The children were allowed to run wild because Jacob and Martha were the most indulgent of parents, never correcting them. Their muddy boots trampled dirt all over the floor, and the house, which once had been immaculate, became impossible to keep clean. Jacob spent the whole day lolling in Moisha's favorite armchair, while Martha's strident voice never seemed to need a rest. Sarah rued the day her husband had invited his relatives into their home. As for Moisha himself, he could scarcely sleep at night. When he grew increasingly haggard, Sarah became so worried that she sent her husband to Rabbi Rabinowitz for guidance. The rabbi's advice was simple. Knowing that Moisha kept a couple of goats and some hens in his backyard, he told the exhausted man to move the animals into the house. Moisha was puzzled. He could not imagine how such an action would alleviate the problem. But since the rabbi was known for his sage counsel, Moisha felt it was not his place to raise objections. Sarah, who had no such qualms, argued vehemently against the plan. In the end, neither one was willing to disregard completely the rabbi's recommendation. So they brought the goats and the hens into the house. If things had been bad before, they were now 10 times worse. The hens' incessant cackling nearly drove Moisha out of his mind, and the pungent odors of the goats were sickening. Poor Moisha's home was in such a bedlam that any thought of sleep was impossible. In tears, he returned to the rabbi to ask what to do. The rabbi told him to return the goats and the chickens to the backyard. Moisha's relief was enormous as he drove the squawking chickens and the stubborn goats out of his house. The room suddenly seemed so peaceful that he scarcely noticed the unruly children, his loud-mouthed sister-in-law, and his good-for-nothing brother. "Peace," he murmured. "It's wonderful. That Rabbi Rabinowitz is a genius."